This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Every year, farmers watch as a trailer full of calves leaves their farm, headed to another farm to continue growing. As the truck pulls out, they feel a sense of pride because they raised healthy calves in a humane and caring way. And I know that all farmers and ranchers across the country work hard every day to do the same thing. As the voice of agriculture in Washington, the American Farm Bureau advocates for policies and regulations that respect America's farmers and ranchers and the thoughtful choices made every day in caring for land and animals. Sometimes Farm Bureau's efforts lead us to the nation's highest court, which is the case this week. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a lawsuit we filed with the National Pork Producers Council to stop California's Prop 12 from going into effect. California's proposal would ban the sale of pork unless the sow that gave birth to the pig was housed according to the state's arbitrary production standards. Here's the giant red flag. The California law would apply to pork raised on farms outside of California, too, essentially giving one state the power to set the law of the land across the country. That's why we filed a lawsuit to challenge Prop 12. The fact that the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case tells us they recognize how high the stakes are for agriculture. The court only accepts 1% of the cases filed there, making this decision even more important for farmers, ranchers, and consumers. The fact that at least 4 of the 9 justices agreed to hear the case demonstrates how important this issue is. Their decision could set a precedent for how regulations in one state can impact food production across the country. Laws like Prop 12 can have significant unintended consequences. The cost to comply with new rules could be too great for small farms, making it difficult to stay in business and drive more consolidation in agriculture. They could put animal welfare at risk, or they could limit how farmers combat disease in crops and livestock. While voters in California wanted to ensure that animals were well cared for, Prop 12 doesn't achieve that goal. And one state's misguided law certainly shouldn't dictate farming practices across the country. Prop 12 is the perfect example of how people's good intentions can result in bad policy because of oversimplification of complicated issues. California voters were told that Prop 12 would lead to healthier and safer animals because pregnant sows would be able to move around with other pregnant sows and not be kept in gestation stalls. However, farmers know that sows become incredibly aggressive and dangerous at certain points during their pregnancy. Larger sows steal food from smaller sows and often violently lash out at them. Gestation stalls keep pregnant sows apart from one another for their safety and to ensure they are getting the proper nutrition and care they need to keep themselves and their piglets safe. The animal welfare discussion about the design and use of gestation stalls is a separate issue from the question here, whether individual states should be able to dictate standards on farms far beyond their borders. The implications are substantial for interstate commerce, for farmers, consumers, and the entire food supply chain. We are pleased that the court has decided to hear our case. Now you can bet we'll roll up our sleeves and do our best to present an honest picture of the high stakes that hang in the balance for agriculture. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented Monday on the U.S. Supreme Court decision to hear the case against California's Proposition 12 filed by AFBF and the National Pork Producers Council. The state law seeks to ban the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet the state's arbitrary production standards, even if the pork was raised on farms outside of California. In a statement, Duvall said AFBF is pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to consider the constitutionality of California's law imposing arbitrary requirements on farmers well outside its borders. We share California's goal of ensuring animals are well cared for, but Prop 12 fails to advance that goal. In a related story, California's Proposition 12 seeks to ban the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet the state's arbitrary production standards, even if the pork was raised on farms outside of California. The Supreme Court just decided to hear the challenge to the law by Farm Bureau and the National Pork Producers Council. Travis Cushman, AFBF Senior Counsel for Public Policy, explained in Newsline that the decision is a significant milestone. Cushman said, "It's a very exciting decision. It means the Supreme Court is interested in reviewing whether or not what California has done here is constitutional. It's an incredibly high bar to reach. The Supreme Court takes less than 1% of cases a year that come before it." For Alicia Schwertner, a Texas farmer and chair of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, advocating about agriculture is a no-brainer. She says the next generation of our industry depends on us to advocate for them, and who better to tell the story than those of us who live or are living it every day. Schwertner has always had an interest in policy and law, especially those issues that affect her family and livelihood directly. This interest was a driving force behind her involvement in Farm Bureau, first as a member and later in leadership. The Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge is a national business competition that showcases U.S. startups developing innovative solutions that address challenges facing America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses, culminating at a live pitch competition and networking event at the AFBF convention in January 2023 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Learn more at fb.org and enter by April 29th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.